Good morning, everybody, and welcome to a Sunday sermon. This is the Sunday of Memorial Day, and Memorial Day is, I think, one of our most important holidays. It's a time where we give thanks to all of those that sacrificed their lives for us. Throughout the history of the United States, thousands upon thousands of individuals have given their lives to protect our country. Today, I thought that I would invite Archangel Michael. He's the Archangel of Protection. Obviously, he protected many, many of the soldiers that went to war and came back safely. But today, we need to honor all of those that didn't make it. Go to a national cemetery. If you've never been to Arlington, there's nothing like it. So anyway, Archangel Michael, thank you for joining us today. Thank you, Barry. Thank you for asking me. Yes, this weekend is very important. As you know, and as you said, thousands of young men have given their lives to protect the United States, to protect all of the democracies. Sadly, many men have died on the other side. Many have been deluded into trying to defend countries that are evil. How does all that happen? Well, it can be for many reasons that countries become evil. You may have simply a dictator, an individual that takes over, that lies to the people. A person whose propaganda is believed by the people, and they follow him. You see, those people are not deeply devoted to the teachings of God, or it couldn't happen. If an individual follows God, then the country should do well. As a country draws away from God, then the country will suffer. The country that draws away from God will do things against his wishes, and when you do that, you create evil. Evil energies begin to lead the country. You have multiple examples of that today. Just recently in North Korea, a family has been sentenced to life imprisonment because they simply possessed a Bible. Can you imagine that? But that's what evil can become. Evil can take over and just do horrible things. In Germany, the concentration camps were the personification of evil. It was a challenge to see how many Jewish people they could kill in a day. There were quotas. Imagine a quota for killing individuals. You can see it in Russia today. The people are lied to. They're propagandized. They have no idea what the truth is. They think that they're fighting a just war because they've been lied to. German people thought they were leading a just war because they were lied to. All through history, lies have led to war. Now, when the war begins, I watch from over here. Many individuals join the military with short life plans, and there's little I can do for them because they understand when they made that life plan that they wanted to return to heaven and that they would not return from the war. Many people have longer life plans, and I help protect them. I watch out for them because things can happen. I do my best to protect as many as I can. You see, many men go to war to protect the citizens of their country. You're seeing that in Ukraine. Russia's trying to kill innocent citizens, and their military will do the best to protect those people. I watch from over here, and I am so saddened by what takes place. I try my best to protect individuals. I especially try to protect individuals that have long life plans. And in those life plans, they've set aside things, reasons, purposes, challenges to help others. I try to protect everyone that I can, but I especially try to protect those that are going to be following God's words in the future. An evil person is not going to follow God's word, so he's kind of on his own. He's turned away from God. He's made his own decisions. And he's on his own. He'll have to protect himself. He may hire 100 armed guards to protect him. But when it's his time to return, his soul is going to go right by those armed guards as it heads to heaven. And he'll face his judgment. I hear prayers all the time of protection, and I try to do my best to help those people. Those people are aware of me, they're aware of God, and they're aware of the angels, and many of those people that ask for protection understand how the game is played. You follow God's words, you get all of his protections. You don't follow his words, you don't get those protections. Many people have absolutely no interest in following God, so they're on their own. They will make their own decisions. They'll allow evil into their lives, and their lives will not be nearly as happy as they could have been or should be. Only those with love in their heart find true happiness. That's how simple it is. But let me get back to the holiday of which you are celebrating, Memorial Day. All of those individuals that have died protecting you, protecting your families, protecting your loved ones. They deserve to be honored, just the same as many in your police force die protecting people, your first responders, firefighters. They all deserve to be honored. When you see a fireman in the store, do you say, thank you? It's a simple thing, but they appreciate it. Now, many men and women now go to war, and they are forced to kill. Well, you know that you're not supposed to kill. You do it when you are not protecting someone, you will pay for it. You'll be judged for it. Individuals that are killing others to protect the innocent, they are protected. You see, the innocent must be protected. If you kill an individual in war, you are protecting your country, and you will not be judged harshly for it. If you kill a person unnecessarily, let's say that an individual has surrendered, and out of anger you kill him, then that's a different situation. You're not protected in those situations. You see, you let anger enter your heart and you reacted accordingly. You will be judged for that. But when you are fighting to protect your country, you will not be judged harshly. You will actually be looked upon favorably because you have volunteered to do what God wants. He wants the innocent protected. Now, he also wants you to show charity and love. Many individuals that go to war come back harmed with a wound that you cannot see. They are wounded mentally and morally for what they have had to do. You see, taking a life is never easy. It's an incredibly hard situation for many individuals. When you take a life in war, it will scar you forever. It's not something you'll forget. You may be able to go about your life, and those around you may never, ever understand what is taking place in your heart for what you were forced to do. We try to make it as easy as possible over here, but many are suffering. Those of you need to take care of those that are suffering. Have you driven down some of the city streets and watched the homeless? Many of those individuals are veterans that have fought in wars and have been scarred internally. Many find it very difficult to hold a job. It is your responsibility to help those people. Very difficult situation. In many instances, your government has turned their back on them. They've given up on them. They should not be given up on. Support religious organizations with charities that attempt to help these individuals. Another way that you can help is there are many military hospitals scattered around the country where individuals that were so maimed protecting the country live in pain and anguish every day. They feel they're forgotten. Take time to volunteer. Take time to try to help those individuals. Visit those institutions and see what you can do. There are many, many ways in which you can help individuals that help protect you. They protected you. I said it again. Show your thanks to them. See what you can do to make their lives better. It is indeed very sobering when you go to a national cemetery because it brings the stark reality home to you. Go onto your computer and draw up photographs of the cemeteries in Normandy, France. You see, those are the graves of all young men that sacrificed their lives for you. Germany was the ultimate evil at that time, with Japan, of course. Germany had to be defeated, and these young men went to war, and their bodies remain in France. Each one of those individuals had a future in front of them, a life. They had families. Each of those crosses represent a family. Each of those crosses represent an ultimate grief that was brought to those families because that young man wanted to protect them. You see, for us, death isn't the end, it's the beginning. But for those families, it was the end. They suffered, and they suffered great loss. So the least you can do today and this weekend is to honor those that have fallen. So I thank you for the opportunity to speak today. I hope that you take advantage of the holiday. I hope that you know how many individuals have sacrificed so that you can enjoy this weekend. So goodbye, and I thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Michael. Incredible message. So we'll be back again next week, and we'll bring you another Sunday sermon. Please tell your friends. I hope that you have a wonderful weekend, but don't forget the reason for it. So goodbye, and God bless all of you.